We're going to study from the Sfas Shnas Tuf Resh Lamed Dalid, the first Mamar of that year. So the interesting thing about this Mamar is that it's completely dependent upon and based upon a fantastic Zayar HaKadosh on the beginning of the parsha. Zayar HaKadosh in the beginning of Kisaitse, where the Torah discusses the din of the Yifas Toar, tells us that when you go out to make war with your enemy, it's not only a technical Melchemes Rishus, and you meet this Yifas Toar, very alluring woman in captivity. The Lashon of the Zayir is Kiseitze LaMelchama Al Oyevecha, your enemy. Da'iru Yetzer Hara. Your enemy, your real enemy, is the Yetzer Hara. I mean, that's the real enemy. The real enemy is not the enemies that we're fighting and they have this daughter or this woman. The woman represents the fact that there is a Yetzer Hara. So the real Melchama is the Yetzer Hara. Da'anan Tzuchin L'mepik L'kable. We have to go out against the Yetzer Hara and fight that Yetzer Hara B'milin Da'araisa with Torah. Right? Like he's going to mention the Sfasanis. Barasi Yetzer Hara. Barasi Loi Tebe Tavli. So based on this, he says in the name of Chedush Yerim, his grandfather, Adonim Moedi Rebbe Ziknizal, Pirish, Kiseitze, when you go out, meaning you're seeking to make Melchama. It's not proximal. It's not that the Yetzer Hara has you in its grip right now, and maybe, Halila, he already has gotten you to do something terrible, Khalilah. And now, of course, you're in the pitched battle against doing worse or more, or you've got the terrible sense of guilt and karata, and now you're ready to give up the sinful ways and to do better next time. No! That's what it means in the Zayar. L'mepik l'kable. You're going out to fight the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is not right now in your face. It's not like you just did Chalila or you're about to do something terrible. No! But foresight and truth cause you to know, I've got to make war against evil. I've got to prepare myself because that Yetzer Hara is coming back. Always does. That means, therefore, a person making efforts not at the time of the ultimate challenge or right after Chalila having done something terrible, but rather proactively saying, what can I, should I do so the Yetzer Hara will be subdued next time more easily or won't rear its ugly head at all or in a, such a fashion that I will be able to immediately put it down and defeat it. So that's how Chedush Yerim says the pshat in this Zayar HaKadosh is to be understood. K'sheyesh k'tzas cheirus miyetzer hara. That's why it says kiseitze. You have to go out to make war, as opposed to the war being brought to you. Right? That's the expression when war comes to your front door, Chalila. But then it's too late. But instead, we go out to that milchama and make ready for the rest of your life in a better way by seeking out where is that Yetzer Hara left within me? Where is that inclination? Where is that misconception? Where is all of that? And we'll see later, a lot of it is dimyonis. What do I think? What do I imagine is good for me? Now let me root that out. Similarly, Sfasema says, the Torah says almost the same idea in terms of defeating Amalek. V'haya v'haniach Hashem alakecha l'cha mikol ayavecha misaviv. When you have hanacha, when you have peace, then go fight Amalek. Amalek is not attacked. Go fight Amalek. Meaning, Amalek is a constant enemy and Amalek is a constant threat. And whatever it is, Amalek, and Amalek changes. The Torah teaches that also. That's why the second time we had Lachama with Amalek, they made themselves look like they were not from Amalek. Go out proactively. Prevent further damage. When you are in a state of peace and actually in a state of Menuchas Hadas, that's when you have the real milchama, the milchama that can be most effective. V'zeh simen shehu soinei muchlat l'yetzer hara. That's the simen that you really are opposed to the yetzer hara, that you're a good person, that you really are essentially a good person who values what's good. Because even when things are good, and the yetzer hara is not banging down the door, and not insinuating itself, and not corrupting you, and you're not moved by whatever taiva, whatever sense of incorrect thought and desire. No, you're in a good place. But you know what could be, what once was. Now you fight. Now you say, I'm going to defeat the Yetzer Hara. I'm going to go out in milchama against the Yetzer Hara. When things are wrong, when we're doing Chalila and Avera, Afrishoyim Mischaritim Miyah. Bad people. Oh, they thought, oh, what a terrible thing I've done. Oh, yes. And they mean it. They mean it. You know the statistics on recidivism? How many times somebody does something terrible and they regret it, and then somehow it's almost inexplicable. The same person, ends up, falls back to doing the same thing again. Yeah. It happens all the time. It happens to good people. I mean, it happens to good people. It happens to religiously inclined, you know, observant Jews who we hear, we know, you know, all kinds of things. Taivas. And misconstrued notions of right and wrong, and taivas hamamon, desire for more, greed. It's a terrible thing, terrible, terrible thing. Where there are people who have done things and then they regret it, and they destroy, almost destroy their family, and then they fall back and do the same thing again.
When you go aware, immediately reward. It's impossible to avoid. Every aware huge reward. And when you taste this reward, you will do it again. And again. Unless you change.
So, but when the time to change, so he's saying the time to change is not right after he did it again or she did it again. The time to change is when you're not in the grip of the Yetzer Hara.
Right.
And therefore, your charata, your sense of not only guilt, of regret, and your resolve, your Kabbalah ala asit, is much more powerful. Because my Kabbalah ala asit is not, oh, look at me, I'm a sinful person, look at the averis I've just done, and the punishment I'm now going through, or whatever trial HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put upon me, it must be because of what I did, I deserve no better, that's why I'm going through these nisyanos. At such a moment, it's not that difficult to see why the person is mischaret, and he's doing tshuva, and he's clapping al chet very hard, very fervently. No, what he's saying is, you know when to defeat the Yetzer Hara? B'haniach l'cha, b'haniach Hashem l'kach l'cha m'kal e'vecha. When you're not in pitched battle against the Yetzer Hara, when he's not just caused you to do a terrible avera, so you're mischaret, and you feel low, and you feel humble, you feel your own human frailty. No! You're in a better place than that. That's when you know that you're a really good person. That's true charata, and that's what he describes here now as rak kishiyesh cherus. You're not in the grip. You're actually freed from the grip of the Yetzirah, at least right now. Vahasina kivusha. Your hate for evil is within you. Meaning you have a true detestation of evil. You genuinely detest the evil. Ah, now you have to live a life a certain way. Omar, Shehamel Chama, V'chein Pirush, excuse me, I skipped the line. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu really helps you, because that's the true fact. And now you think about what we do in Elul. Does it take Elul and then Aser Simei Tshuva to recognize that we've made mistakes and to be mischarit and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us? Does it really take that long? The answer is not quite, but to really eradicate the evil from within us and to have an attitudinal change of such real nature, such reality, and such power, yeah, that takes a long time. Because we are working on ourselves, and we're doing a self-examination, and we're saying, now I'm going to do mitzvahs, and I'm going to do them with fervor, and I'm going to take whatever kayaches I have, however I used any kayach for something that's not right, I'm going to use it for only what's right. And I'm going to revel and celebrate. Let's say I've spoken Lashon Hara. Let's say I've said unkind words. Now I'm going to not just be careful with how I speak. I'm going to look at each word as a pearl that has to be made to shine. The way I express myself to my loved one, to my wife, the way I express myself to my father, my mother. Even the care I take in expressing myself to my children. How I will speak in these next days. I'm going to use my mouth in a way that's just absolutely beautiful, that just adorns the Koyach HaDibur, which is one of the most distinguishing, if not the distinguishing mark of man. It's one example. And then he says, V'chein Pirush Zehra Kodesh Milchamuzu Al Yetzahara, which is what the premise of the Chedushirim was, the Zehra with which we began, that Kiseitza Lemulcham Alabecha is description of the enemy, the Yetzahara. Just as an aside, V'reisu b'shivya, eishu sifas toya, the first you say. So what's the shivya? Shivya is, who's taken captive? The neshama. The neshama, the holy neshama. You look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? Look deep, 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 not just in the mirror, right? Look in the spiritual mirror, into the depth of your soul, and you realize it's true, neshama shenasati b'tahayrihi, I have a beautiful neshama. But it's trapped in a body that has done and that has not listened to the neshama and not let the neshama lead. I let my guf lead my life instead of my neshama leading my life. Which means the neshama was taken captive. It was taken captive. It was in chains, chained inside a guf. The guf was not following the neshama, but the other way around. Now, in that Zohar Kodesh, it says we have to follow Torah. He explains the concept of Torah Tavlin. Very important explanation. Very, 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 very beautiful explanation. The Zohar Kodesh says the Muhammad is with Kayach Torah. By the Torah we study and the mitzvahs we do. B'chein Isa, like the Gemara says, Barasi Yetzihara, Barasi like Torah Tavlin. Ubarashi, Rashi in our parasha says, Why is the Torah letting this soldier have some of his way with this woman? According to many Rishonim, even before the process of healing. So Rashi says, Leidibra Torah El Keneged HaYetzahara. The Torah is being real about the Yetzahara, the soldier outside of the community, outside of all the stricture of normal Jewish life, and put upon living in conditions that are so difficult, feeling perhaps also that his own end, the end of his own life, it might be near. So there's a certain abandon with which he behaves. So this is an allowance made under these extreme circumstances. Because that's the Yetzer Hara and how it has to be intelligently handled. But another way of looking at Rashi is all of Torah, ledibra Torah, all of Torah is connected to Yetzirah. Like Chazal say, Barosi Torah Tavu. How does that work? Perish. Ki haTorah nelma me'enei kol chai. What's the real Torah? For instance, Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh, it's so beautiful, it's so special, and it's a day of Menucha, and it's a day of Meino and Hama. And it's, of course, a way of being made in saying Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But there's much more. There's much more behind it. Kashrus. What we eat. How we eat what we eat. Of course, you know, this is something that's not Tahar, this is Tahar, but why? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want with this? What's behind it? It's an action. We do eat, we don't eat, how we eat. We do a shechita. We don't just eat any old way. We have to prepare the meat a certain way. We have to take the dam out because dam is also awesome. So we eat in a certain process. And then everything we do is done in a certain process. We put on our right shoe before the left shoe. We tie the left before the right. Everything is done in a certain way. But behind it all is so much. That's the real Torah. The real Torah is behind the actual actions themselves. The actions themselves are like a goof, are a physical body of things we do. But behind it, not just the accomplishment, but behind it, the rationale, and the holiness contained within it, that's something you don't see. So he says, HaTorah, the real Torah is ne'elmo. It's hidden from Eine Kol Chai. Rak nislab shehatayra b'diburim halalu. The words of Torah are the clothes containing the holiness that we are now discussing. La says kayach la'adam neged hayetzahara. That's what gives us kayach to overcome the yetzahara and not to fall victim to the yetzahara. Ki hayetzirim shiba'adam ein lahem yisoid kavua. A Yetzer is an imagination. It is not something that has real substance to it. After all, what is Yetzer about? And why is it called Yetzer? Because it's a tzura, it's an image. When a person is about to do something that they're not supposed to do, usually it's because we have imagined that it has a good function, that what we are about to do that's wrong has something that's very good associated with it, something accomplish something, we will benefit. But again, is it real? Is the benefit real? No. And certainly before the person is actually doing the act, it's only an imagination. It's an image. So the Sfas Emes says that the neshama within a person, that's the real person. The thoughts and plans that the person has, the machinations, oh, I can do this, I can have that, I'll enjoy this, I'll enjoy that. That's the Yetzer. And it's called Yetzer because it's just a tzur, it's just an image, but it's not real. When you do mitzvahs, when you do Torah, what you're doing is bringing out a reality. And behind that reality is a true reality, the emes of Torah and the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Let's see it inside. He says that these diburim, the words of Torah, the mitzvahs, they give kach la'adam neged ha'yetzahara ki ha'yitzrim shiba'adam ein lahem yisoid kavua. They're not real. Ha'yetzahara b'dimyayna yishav mebalbel ha'adam. With all of these imaginary ideas and notions of what's right or what's beneficial to me, usually it's immediate gratification, as opposed to thinking long-term, really, is this of value? Is this meaningful? Will this really do me any real good? V'yetzer miloshin tziur v'dimyon. The word yetzer is from the very word of tziur, meaning an image, or dimyon, something similar, imaginary. Aval ha'neshama sheba'adam yesh lo yesod kavua. The real permanent person inside, that's who we really are. That's our true foundation, our yisoid kavur. And it is within the capacity, well within the capacity of the neshama. If we let the neshama lead, the neshama will know how to make a decision and how to look through the facade of appearances. Oh, this is good. I'll enjoy this. I should do that. I can. I would. No. The neshama, if it's taking charge, will know what's real. Ubavur hayetzin islap shatar b'levushim v'tziyurim lazel ha'odom v'erim hazeh ha'sham. In order to counter all of the ideas that a person might have and think, oh, if I do this, have that, enjoy this, instead, what should you do? You have to eat, you have to move, you have to walk, you have to use your hands. There's so many mitzvahs to do instead. And the mitzvahs are meant to occupy not just our time, but every aver, every facet of our being, every limb of our body, and every organ of life is meant to be dedicated to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And then, that way, instead of what is imaginary, what should life be, what should I enjoy, meaning what should I be doing? Look at all these wonderful mitzvahs that I can and should be doing. And the neshama is aware that behind the action, which looks like just, well, what is it? You know, I do shechita on an animal. What is it? You know, I make kiddush on a cup of wine and I say the words. But the neshama knows and connects to the real Torah behind the mere actions that we do with our hands, our feet, and with our mouths. That's why, instead of a person having demyonos of what he could, should be doing, there are mitzvahs to do. And behind those mitzvahs, real truths that can be brought out through the mitzvahs that we do. V'shevisa shivya, pirush rishon, sheyachzer ha'odom nitzaitzos ha'kedusha shenishba or shenoshba me'ito yizvarach. He's saying a fantastic drasha, again based on the Zohar HaKadosh, right? The Shemisa Shibyoi literally means captive of the enemy. No. The Shemisa Shibyoi means the Shibyoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are things all around us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and says, bring out the Kedusha in them. They have potential for tremendous good. Nitzotzes, these sparks of holiness. Go ahead, do it, bring them out. Go to it. That's what grapes are for. Grapes are for wine. Wine is for kiddush. Wine is to be makadosh. Wine is to bring out soydos that without wine they don't come to the fore. They don't come to realization. That's what tefillin is for. Tefillin is to remind us, is to create an oath. And express something that can't be expressed in any other way. And then it affects how we think and how our hearts feel. That's Barasi Torah Tavlin. And that's Vishavisa Shivya. Taking, like in the case of this woman, what's the pshat in this taking a woman that you see in captivity? And it says in the Torah, V'chashaktabo. The chashakta, you have a cheshik for this woman? What kind of word is cheshik anyway? It means that you see something and there is something about this woman that makes it clear she's intended, she's meant to be a part of Klal Yisrael. And it has to be through this process that she indeed becomes a geiris. But we're talking about tzaddikim. Who are the people who went out in Milchemes HaRishus? Last week, Pasha told us these are people, you know, who are not mafsik, right? Between, you know, Pesukim d'Zimra and Kaddish and Baruch, Pesukim d'Zimra and Kaddish and Baruch, right? These are people who are tzaddikim. So it says the chashak tovo, because they see that there is something to be redeemed and something in this neshama of this woman to be brought into, that she's intended to be a part of Klal Yisrael. So, v'shevisa shivyoi, that which we do in our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim involves the things in this world that Hashem created with tremendous potential, with sparks that are holy, and that you have to now actualize them. V'shevisa shivyoi, because otherwise they're trapped. But they belong to Shivya, they belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that has the potential for good, even though it has a terrible potential for evil, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the good that's trapped within it is a good that's His. It's His, Hashem's good, which He wants us to bring out. That's who Shivyai is referring to. Everything was hakol bar lechvayda, even the potential for something to not be good, but the potential for it to be turned around and to use recognition of how it's supposed to be. V'derech ha'emes hu shekish zaycha adam matzis ksas mil mabulei hayetzer az tzarech locha lalav busha mimash avra lalav zman zmanim v'verm potential. I love it. We did God has to show. He's saying, going back to what he said originally, that of course if you have not done the right thing, if you've taken what's potentially good and you didn't do it right, your hands weren't used for the right, you know, when you say tefillah zakah, you include all the description about my hands, I didn't do the right things with my hands, I didn't do the right thing with my head, I didn't do the right thing with my mouth. Of course, that's a point of charata, you have terrible regret. And when you have that regret, of course you should, don't feel proud, but instead, like he said earlier, we have opportunities, especially now in Elul, then in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, to really take the koiches of good and the desire for good and look and examine any possible weakness and bind any spiritual wounds and have them heal and then gain tremendous power in dedication to Avodas HaKodesh, such that we are able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was in a time of peace and in a time when I wasn't worried that I'm going to be punished and that's why I did tshuva. No! I did tshuva because there's the potential to do so much good and to become such a great person, such a great human being. I freed my neshama that was trapped inside my guf, and now, having set it free, I'm going to nurture it. The Mefarshim say, Avodas Yisrael says that's why it's Yerach Yomim, it's a month, right? The girl is supposed to sit, takes a month until she goes through the process, and then she's ready to become perhaps a Yehudis, a woman, a Jew. So that month, that's the month, it's the month of Elul. That's the month during which we take back our neshama, free that neshama, shine it and polish it, and bring it back to its most beautiful and glorious place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.